All right, today's film is titled Being the Ricardos, starring Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball, Javier Bardem as Desi Arnaz, J.K. Simmons as William Frawley, and Nina Arianda as Vivian Vance. This was a made-for-Prime movie, and it chronicled a one-week time period in their lives back in the 60s, I believe. I just wanted to say, as far as what a legend Lucille Ball was, and I can't believe, sometimes I think about it, that I breathed the same air as she did. She passed away in 1989. I remember seeing her at various times on talk shows, and I knew she was a legend, but from seeing all the reruns of I Love Lucy. So now I want to talk about the acting, and I really thought about Nicole Kidman. I was like, well, she doesn't really quite look like Lucille Ball to me, but then when they did her hair up to be like hers, I was like, wow, actually she does kind of resemble her. I thought Javier Bardem was a bit of a stretch to play Desi Arnaz, but then, you know, because he has such a booming personality, but then again, he was a one of a kind. There's no one else like him, so you had to find someone, and he was Hispanic, and he has his own characteristics, he has his own charisma and everything. It's just not quite working for me, but I thought he did a very, very good job playing Desi Arnaz. Then there's J.K. Simmons, who played William Frawley, and I thought he was very, very good as a grumpy old man. And then Nina Arianda played the part of Vivian Vance. I thought she was really, really good in it as well, but I just felt like she's prettier than her. I don't know. I thought it was a little bit of a stretch. I guess it wasn't as important to find the right match for her as it was to find someone to play the part of Lucille Ball. So like I said, this film covered a one-week stretch. Some of the ins and outs of what she had to go through. During that 1 week, they showed that there was a big scandal. She had to resolve that with her citizenship, or that she voted, or she checked the box that she was a member of the Communist Party. It was something related to that, but so there was the big scandal that was going on during that week. There was a set change that she really wanted to make on one of the episodes of I Love Lucy. She really wanted to change. And she had that comedic genius. She knew how to frame a scene. She should have been the director in some of those episodes. If she wasn't, I'm not sure. But at least in this 1 week, she was not the producer or the director right then. But she knew how to make a scene funny, how to set up the props and everything. But what they mixed in between that was the infidelity on the part of the Javier Bardem's character, or Desi Arnaz, and how much it hurt Lucille Ball. There was a point in the film where she sort of just lets it go. She was like, I don't care anymore. I don't care about him, and I don't care about what he does. I don't care how this scene is filmed. We just do it the way the director wants it and just let it go. And I was a little disappointed she didn't force it and get her way. The film fails or neglects to go into just how big of an icon that she was. And I didn't realize, I think I Love Lucy only was filmed for six or eight seasons. I can't remember. But not very long compared to some of the programs that have been out for 15, 20 years nowadays. But she had so much acclaim and fame from it. It was just amazing. And then, of course, she went on to do other projects as well, and she had her hand in Star Trek. So she was just an amazing person, and I thought the film was entertaining. It was a little bit of an insight into her life. In between scenes, they would kind of show what looked like people from today talking about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, kind of remembering how it was, and some of the people that were in the writer's room. But it comes to find out that those people weren't actually the people. Those were like actors paid to pretend like they were the people. And so I don't even know if their insights were real or not. I'm not 100% sure. But I did enjoy being the Ricardos, I would give it 3 stars. I probably wouldn't watch it again. I understand there's another Lucille Ball related film coming out, and I want to check that one out as well. But anyway, 3 stars for being the Ricardos.